This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Toscano is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates. He represents the city of Charlottesville and part of the urban ring in Albemarle County. Good afternoon, sir. It's good to see you.
It's great to be back.
Thank you so much for coming in. We want to hear your recap and your take about the summit that was held recently between members of the city school board and city council and their counterparts in Albemarle County.
Well, there's a lot to say. I mean, first is it's pretty historic that we would be able to get all of these bodies in the same room at the same place at the same time. I don't think it's ever happened, at least hasn't happened in the 20 years I've been in public life. And all of the folks there in the room were very good at participating and offering their suggestions. And now we're going to see if they can take the next steps. There are tangible things that came out of the meeting, a commitment on the part of the schools to develop what they call a project charter, which is a document or an agreement on looking at several issues designed to save money for the respective school divisions. And we were able to get the support of the Darden School to help the school divisions sort through some of those issues. The project charter will be available in July, and the school boards will be meeting in September to discuss and refine that. So that's a very tangible piece. On the County Board of Supervisors and the City Council side of it, they agreed to form three working groups. One looking at fire and rescue and see if we can deliver services more efficiently in that arena. One looking at social services, and one looking at the whole issue of revenue and what's called the composite index to see if there might be some new ways to think about how those monies get spent for the benefit of the community.
We're talking with David Toscano about the recent summit between the city and the county, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Your thoughts about the relationships between the city and the county? Do you support these type of conversations? Do you support this? And if so, why? Or do you think this is a waste of time? Your opinion at 977-1070. Don't wait. Give me a call right now. What was the sort of guiding framework, David? I mean, was there some agreed-on principles going into something like this?
Well, that's very important. I spent a lot of time meeting with people in advance of the meeting, and I think one of the things I heard very loudly and clearly is that folks really want to look at efficiencies. They don't want to just increase programs for the sake of increasing programs. And so the working principles were, if we could come up with solutions that either provided the same level of service to our citizens at lower cost or a higher level of service at the same cost, that was worth doing. If it was a higher level of service at higher cost, that was a subject for another day. So I think those were the guiding principles, and now we're going to see if the respective bodies can look at those issues and come up with some solutions.
So the whole point was, how can we save money and streamline government, make government smaller if we can, and save some money if we can?
That is true, and I think the sense was that they wanted to take some very tangible things that they could work on short-term and create the environment where they might look at some bigger things, like the possibility of allowing students to attend schools across jurisdictional lines, which would really have the impact of breaking down some of the distinctions between Albemarle County and Charlottesville City Schools. There are some interesting ideas on how you might use the revenue sharing money in a different way, and I'm glad to talk about them when you're ready to talk about
it. Yeah, let's do it. And just a reminder, the phone lines are open, 977-1070. We're talking with Delegate David Toscano about the recent meeting between the city and the county. They got together to figure out ways that the governments here in Central Virginia could spend less money. And that was the whole point of the conversation. Let me ask you real quick, though. Where did this take place?
It took
when and how long?
It
how
was,
long was it?
Saturday, 1:30 to 3:30 in the Central Library. And we had, I think, 24 elected officials in the room and a whole slew of people who are watching. It's been posted. The podcast is posted on Charlottesville Tomorrow website. And people can read more on my blog. They can read some statements that I've made and other people have made and weigh in on the conversation if they have an idea.
And what's that website?
It's City County Blogspot.
CityCounty.blogspot.com.
Right.
There you go. 977-1070 is the phone number. What about the revenue sharing agreement? What was the tenor of that conversation regarding that?
People all know now this year the revenue sharing agreement has a transfer from the county to the city in the amount of $18 million, which is a substantial amount of money. Now, the city can argue that they would have gotten more money if they had annexed the land in the 1980s, but doesn't matter. It still sounds like a lot of money. So one way you could think about this is, let's see if we could put a portion of the revenue sharing money in a specialized pot that would go for capital improvements that would benefit the region as a whole, and then put county representatives and city representatives together in a room, decide where that money is going to be spent. Most of it might be spent in the city, but some of it might be spent in the county, and all of it would be spent for the benefit of both jurisdictions. And then the appropriation would occur, and county residents would then be satisfied that, at the very least, they know where their money is being spent. At least they know where the revenue sharing money is being spent. Now, city folks might say, well, it's our money. County folks say it's our money. But independent of the fact, the money is there. Let's figure out a way that it could be jointly programmed for the benefit of the entire community.
Yeah. We're talking with Delegate David Toscano. 977-1070 is the phone number. The city and the county met Saturday afternoon to talk about ways to save money. The revenue sharing agreement, the revenue sharing money could be spent on things like the expanding buses out into the county, which I thought was coming, but I guess the county doesn't have any money to throw into that. Right. I guess you could say they already have through the revenue sharing agreement. But.
Well, the way transit works now is that the city invests the capital to buy the buses, and if the county wants a route that runs into the county, they pay a portion of that route cost for the operating expenses. You could potentially reprogram some of the revenue sharing money so that you buy buses that would go into the county. But I think the major piece could be on the capital side, because that's something where if you got to build a new fire station, or you've got to build a new amenity, or if you've got to add to a park, it's something tangible that people can see and they can point to and say, okay, here's where my dollar was spent. And I feel good about that because I had people at the table discussing how that money would be spent.
Yeah. Now, critics of this meeting have said, oh, this is just a big waste of time. It's political grandstanding. Folks in the county are going to end up paying more money. I'm not quite sure how, though, if the whole point of the meeting was to have a conversation about ways to save money. But what's your response to some of the critics who have just attacked the very idea of city-county cooperation?
Well, I mean, if you don't want to have city-county cooperation, then maybe you want to spend more money long-term, because that's what you probably get, because everything is, all the services are duplicated.
Retirement.
But beyond that, you know, there are very definite working principles in place. And, you know, ultimately, I don't have a vote in this. All I can do is get people in a room and hopefully they can resolve their issues together. The city and the county folks are going to have to decide whether it's in their interest to do certain agreements. And if they conclude that it's not in their interests, I respect that. And then we move on to the next issue. But to say we shouldn't at least attempt to cooperate, it seems to me, doesn't make sense if you really want to save money.
Yeah. Is there a lot of redundancy in spending and ordering things? And you see what I'm getting at?
One of the things the schools are going to look at is whether they should engage in joint purchasing. The theory being that if they're going to all buy certain things, well, why not buy them together as a block and save money in the process?
Yeah.
And then there'll be a debate about whether they should buy this or that. But at least they might agree that they should buy these things together.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to buy chalk and erasers or markers for the whiteboard, why not pool the order and you could save money as you break it down per unit.
That's right. Or if you want to engage in professional development to help your teachers do a better job and you're going to invest in your teachers, maybe it would be better to do it all at the same time in the same place with the same facilitators so you could save money in the process. And now these things may not amount to a lot of money, but they might amount to a first step along the lines to getting greater efficiencies long term. Take fire and rescue. I mean, do you really look at what's on the logo or the fire engine when it comes to your house? Does it make sense for county fire engines to be running through the city to go to the other side of the county? We've got a world-class fire.
What they do now?
Yeah.
Did they do that now?
They drive right down. Back
Are you
and,
serious?
Yeah, right through the city to go to the other side. But good. It's good we have a mutual aid agreement, which is going to expire shortly between the city and the county in the area of fire. You have this whole issue about building fire departments, stations in the county. Those things are very expensive to build, and a fire engine costs in excess of $350,000. So do you need all of the things that you're going to build? And then you have to staff them. So there are huge expenses that the county is going to face down the road that might be eliminated somewhat by greater efficiencies in working with the city.
Yeah. So what happens now? What's the next step?
Well, what happens now is the county board and the city council have these working groups that they're going to set up in the next little bit, and they're going to try to develop some agreements or rule certain things out probably by the fall, and then there'll be a report back to the various the city and the county citizens as to what they've done. We did set a timeline for to come back together sometime next year to review some of the progress. And on the school side, they're going to be developing things and have a joint meeting in September to see what they can do.
Good deal. We're talking with David Toscano. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. If you got a comment, I got to hear it quick, 977-1070. What is your take on, as you're watching the news, and just to change the topic here, a little Virginia politics, you know, Governor McDonald, Attorney General Cuccinelli making national news, not necessarily under the best light, but making national news recently. What are your thoughts as you're watching this happen?
Well, I mean, I think some of the things it's good to be making national news about, I mean, to the extent that we emphasize economic development in the Commonwealth and trying to create jobs, I think that's a good thing. Some of the other things, you know, about whether Confederate History Month should include an acknowledgement of slavery. You know, if I had my druthers, I'd rather that Virginia not be known for that kind of debate. But it is what it is. And I hope that we can refocus on the core services of government and how we provide them and stay away from some of these socially divisive issues that seem to gain such national press and perhaps put Virginia in a light that some of us don't really appreciate.
David Toscano is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, former mayor of the city of Charlottesville. David, thank you for being here.
Anytime. Thanks.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.